Getting set for game one of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. I'm Javen Blake. It's time for today's pregame interview. We're joined by catcher Nick Cale. Nick, thanks much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We saw you in the outfield this week and watching Washington put on a bit of a fun show. Won the opener against Dallas Baptist. You used to play at Washington. You were a Husky back a couple years ago. How much fun was it to watch them this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was awesome seeing them back in the postseason in a regional. Super happy for Jason Kelly getting his first year as a head coach, making it to the postseason, having a good year. So, it was just fun to watch those guys battle back in the postseason.
How fun was it for you at Washington? You had a stacked team, and it was a stacked Pac-12 when you were there.
Yeah, no, it was really good. A lot of good players. I loved my time there at UW, all the coaches, players, staff. I mean, I had a great time there, and it's helped me as a person off the field and on the field. And like you said, yeah, some really good players. A lot of big leaguers who are already making their debuts. And so it was really fun, good competition, and I loved it.
How did Washington help launch you into your pro career?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say just from my freshman year, we had some good catchers, Joey Morgan, Willie MacGyver, and then our catching coach is Tanner Swanson, who's the big league coach for the Yankees for catching. So, I mean, that helped a lot, just having those guys around, being around people who work hard and, obviously strive for bigger things. And so just watching them, learning, working with them. And then also just Jason Kelly was our pitching coach at the time there, too. So getting to learn pitch calling, how to run a game with the staff and all that. That helped me prepare a lot.
On the pitch calling side of things, how important is that to learn at the college level? Because unlike the college level, guys in pro ball are calling their own game 99.9% of the time.
Yeah, no, it's definitely an adjustment having the reins for yourself. But, I had a good relationship with JK, and we'd kind of just go over the plan a little bit because I would ask him about it, because I didn't want to go in there blindfolded, obviously. I wanted to have some type of expectation of what the lineup was going to be, how we're going to attack them. So that helped a lot. And he was, obviously, he's really good at it. Still doing it today. And then, I mean, when you get to pro ball, like I said, you got the reins, but it's also good because you get together with the pitching coach and the pitcher, and you get way more advanced scouting reports out here. So you get a little bit more information to go off of and build the game plan.
On the catching side of things, how much do you take pride in your defense behind the plate?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's huge because obviously you're part of every play pretty much, except if it gets hit in play. But, I mean, there's some good players that you try to navigate around, and there's some situations where you try to get out of some sticky situations. But, you control the game pretty much. So just trying to get those guys through an outing. If their stuff's off a little bit, try to navigate through it. And then obviously if they're on, that's when it's really fun because kind of whatever you throw down works. So it's good.
What's it like catching this pitching staff for you? You have a bunch of top 30 prospects. You have Abner Uribe, who's throwing 101. You have guys like Carlos Rodriguez and Justin Jarvis, who are pitching real well this year.
Yeah, no, it's really fun with these guys because, like you said, they're some really good pitchers. And it's fun because they all kind of have a different mix and like how they attack hitters and stuff. So it's not that you all just get the same guy, and they're all doing a really good job working hard. And yeah, like you said, it's fun just to be out there with those guys and just attack.
For most of the general population, they have not caught 101 mile an hour fastball. Yeah. What's it like catching 101?
I mean, it's quick. It's quick, man, especially. And then, I mean, yeah, it's 101, and then Uribe's throwing some sinkers that are just, they're moving a lot, too, so that adds to it. So it's not the easiest thing in the world.
On the pitching side of things, you made a pitching appearance and got a called strike on a 38-mile-an-hour fastball. Man. How much fun was that?
Yeah, no, it was fun. I mean, I've done it once this is the third year, so I've done it once each year, and I pretty much just go out there and try to throw it as slow as possible, if I'm being honest. But no, it kind of sucks because you're usually not winning that game, but try to lighten the mood up and get some momentum for the next day. Cheer everyone up a little bit.
Where did you get the motion from? Because it's very deliberate. It looks like you're going to throw it in there about 85, 86, and then you cock back and it comes in, and It might not reach 40.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know. I just try to throw it really slow, pretty much. So, I don't know. I just kind of wing it.
In the 2020 season, minor league baseball on the affiliated side of things was not played, but the American Association played, and you got to spend some time with the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks in the American Association. How important was it for your development to get that opportunity to play with the Redhawks in the American Association?
Yeah, no, that was an awesome experience, especially because that would have been my first full year of pro ball. And, man, and the league was obviously elevated because a lot of guys were COVID released or whatever you may have you. But so it was like a lot of guys who have been playing in Double A, Triple A, or have some showtime. So, I mean, a lot of guys that kind of you just watch and see how they go about their routines, go about their days. And then I had Chris Coast as the manager. I mean, he caught in the World Series. Like, it was just a really good experience to see, like, another level of baseball where guys, you just think of guys from college or high school trying to get drafted and then the international pool try to get signed, but you don't realize that there's a whole nother, like, league of that age group who have been around, and they're trying to get back too into baseball. So, like, it just kind of, like, you realize there's a lot of guys out there working, so you better work too.
Now, you weren't the only guy on the Shuckers team and staff in the league. Christian Correa was also in the American Association. Did you remember playing against him?
I actually do, yeah. He was on the Milwaukee Milkmen. We only played them, I think, 1 week when I was there, so it wasn't much. But when I saw him at spring training, I was like, dang, I know this guy. And then, yeah, we reconnected that. He was on the Milkmen while I was out there, too. So, yeah, it was funny.
It's a small world.
Yeah, no, that was really funny.
Well, Nick, it's been a lot of fun watching you this year. That was a fun pitching appearance. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the M-Braves at 6:35.